Dear Longpa, during my meditation practice, I've noticed the presence of a self. I recognize that I'm deeply attached to it, primarily due to ingrained habits developed since birth, where we perceive it as real, as me. Letting go of this sense of self is challenging because there is a profound fear associated with the possibility of losing it. I would like to seek Longpa's advice on this. Thank you.
So this question that you've asked, it shows that you have the mindfulness to see the drawbacks of attaching to the sense of self, that when that happens, there are problems that arise. And so it's the defilements which push us into making karma. And when we've made karma, there's the results of that karma. And then that kind of comes back, and that pushes us, pushes the defilements up. And so it's like this. And so children, they have the defilements of children. There's not much proliferation, or the mind isn't creating so much on that. But as they grow older, then the defilements grow as well. Because those latent tendencies or defilements are there within the heart already. But even though they're kind of latently present in the heart, they arise in the present moment, these defilements, when passa, this sense contact, happens. There's liking and disliking that appear. So we need to watch at this very point, observe here. And the defilements, they see the sense of self as being a good thing. But this is not a correct way of looking at it. And they see that it's a good thing and they don't want to be separated from it. They think that, or there's fear that if we abandon this sense of self, then what are we going to do? We'll just experience loss. But we need to see that if there is something heavy that we're carrying and we put it down, then we do get something. What we get is lightness. So we see that the sense of self, it's something that's heavy. And when we can put that down, what we receive is lightness. But the defilements, they're afraid of loss because they don't know. It's this lack of knowledge that if we abandon this, then we'll feel lightness. There'll be more of a sense of ease. So therefore, you should contemplate to see the drawbacks and attachment and how this is the cause for suffering. And that suffering is present because of attachment. If one doesn't attach, then suffering isn't there. And also contemplate to see how if one attaches to something and they are separated from that, then that'll be very torturous. There'll be a lot of pain because of that loss and separation. And that's if we don't have wisdom. But if we do have mindfulness and wisdom, then we won't suffer, or the amount of suffering that we'll experience will be less.
Dear Longpa, if an individual is diligently practicing and has developed stable mindfulness or sati, and if they were to pass away while in a meditative state, I would like to understand what will become the Dhamma understanding they have cultivated in this lifetime in their next life. In Mahayana practice, it's believed that a person will go to the Amitabha land. What is the explanation for this in Theravada practice? Thank you, Longpa.
So the mind which is in a state of peace, in a meritorious state that's firmly established, its mindfulness is well established, and is recollecting a wholesome object, then they can go to good, get born in a good place, a place of happiness. But as to where they go, that depends upon the power of the wholesomeness or the skillfulness of the mind. So if the samadhi that they're experiencing is on the level of jhana, that the mind is unified, then they will go to the Brahma worlds. If the heart wishes to create bhārami, spiritual virtues, has a lot of wholesomeness and skillfulness to it, then it will be born in the Dusita plane or realm, in the land of the bodhisattvas. If the mind has merit and skillfulness, that's produced a lot of generosity and kept good sila, and there's also a liking for seclusion, for meditating, for practice, dharma practice, then it'll be born in the yama, heaven realm. In order to be able to kind of practice further. And if the mind has some peace to it, and there's also a liking for kind of for pleasure and delight, then be born in the Tawatingsa heaven realm. And so this depends upon the energy of the goodness and the skillfulness that is there in the mind. And if it's a bit less than that, then be born as a Rukha Deva. So as a Deva that kind of lives in trees or in the close to the humans.
Dear Longpa, I have been seeing the sense of self in everything I do and think lately. I'm talented, I do this and that, I don't like that. When I see it, I let go of it. Then the mind is relaxed. I notice that the heat inside also relieves, but for a short second, then the sense of self was formed again. Then the heat arises again. As I see this more and more, I would feel the dukkha as the mind keeps picking up the self again and again. The vibhava tanha would then arise as I don't want to be like this anymore. However, when I can enter samadhi, I would see my body as small particles dissolving and becoming the same earth and air elements around me. I see clearly that the body isn't self. Sometimes I can see there's no self at all. When I see this, I would feel light. May I ask for your guidance on how can I continue the practice to give up the sense of self? Thank you.
So what you're experiencing is a fight that's going on between Magga, the noble path, and the defilements. So when the mind has sila, samadhi, panya, so it's virtue, collectedness, and wisdom, then we're walking on this noble path, and we can see this sense of self, see how these thoughts come up about self, that I'm skilled, I'm talented, I'm good at this, I'm not good at that. So there's conceit that arises. And so we can see this sometimes, and maybe other times we don't see that. But if we have wisdom, then we're able to abandon this, the sense of self, we're able to let go, and the mind becomes relieved of its delusion. So there's a brightness that appears, a lightness of the body and mind comes up. And the heat of the defilements of greed, hatred, and delusion gets less and less. But this can happen for just a moment. It can be very short. So it's on the level of just kanaka samadhi. That there's a wisdom that comes up in that state, are able to win out over the defilements in that state. But the defilements, they have power to them, and so they come back again. We attach again, there's a sense of self once again, and therefore we need to fight again. So we carry on practicing like this until our hearts gain more and more energy, and we're able to get the mind and further into a state of samadhi so that wisdom comes up. So we just carry on practicing like this, and you have to forbear with this, endure with this. And it's the path that you're walking, it's already correct. So just carry on practicing in this way. And then, as you have described, entering into samadhi and seeing that the body kind of is just the earth element. And this happens when the mind enters into samadhi. But you can try to be developing that state of when in all postures, so standing, walking, sitting, lying down, that if the mind has samadhi, no matter what the posture, you'll be able to do that. But if that samadhi reduces, then this attachment will come up again. So you need to be developing your mindfulness, to be meditating, to be chanting a lot. And what you're doing is correct already, so just do it further, carry on doing it. And at the very least, maintain your precepts, having this control over your body and speech. And it's normal that at times you'll be able to enter into states of samadhi, at other times you won't. But if you carry on walking in this way without stopping, then you will see the Dhamma.
Can Itipiso be chanted while doing daily activities, or should it only be chanted during meditation?
So whenever you have free time, you can be chanting then. And by doing this, you're praising the virtues of the Buddha. Also chanting with mindfulness, so you're developing your mindfulness as well. We call Buddha Nusati. It's a recollection of the Buddha. So if you do this frequently, then the mind becomes still, it can enter into samadhi. So when you're chanting, there's the state of samadhi, and you can do this. But you can also be chanting when you're cooking, or you're cleaning the house, or doing other various duties. Because by doing this, you're not far away from the practice. And then when you come to meditate, then the mind will quickly gain peace. However, if during the day you just abandon your mind, allowing it to go thinking scatteredly here and there, and coming to meditate in the evening, it's very hard for it to become peaceful. So therefore, having this composure over the heart to not allow it to become restless and scattered, this really helps our development of samadhi a lot. So therefore, do this a lot, develop it a lot, as much as you can.
Dear respected Longpa, this morning when I meditated, severe pain came up in my lower abdomen. I was practicing Cittanupassana and was able to watch the thoughts that came up and patiently endure the pain for a few hours, but also feel that the pain is personal. Even though there is an intellectual understanding, there's no realization of anatta. Please, can you suggest how one can access the realization of anatta or move towards experiencing this?
So having these painful feelings and enduring with them, what you've described, it shows that you have mindfulness and wisdom to one level now. And in the end, those feelings, they ceased. So you see that this Vedana, these feelings, are merely feelings. They're not a being, not an individual, a self, not me, not you. The feelings come up, they stay for a bit, and then they cease. So the these feelings that you had this morning, they've already gone. After 2 or 3 hours, they disappeared already. So we see within this Vedana, then where could a self be found? So even though it took a few hours for it to go away, that if you see it in a more subtle level, then what you'll see is this just constant arising and ceasing going on. But after 2 or 3 hours, they disappeared completely. So we see how this is not stable. So when painful feelings come up again, then you tell yourself, this is not stable, this is not constant, this is not me. So you've seen that these feelings, they've gone already, and you can't control them. That even if you wanted them to stay on for longer, to stay forever, then that couldn't happen. So when there's a cause for them to arise and they arise, they stay for a bit and then they cease. So just carry on practicing in this way. Carry on enduring, carry on cultivating wisdom like this. And if you have a lot of mindfulness and samadhi, then your mind will be able to separate out from these feelings and to see the nature of inconstancy in them with more clarity. So you need to put in your efforts into training in this way further, and what you're doing is correct.